Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Wild and Sweet by Rena Morgan, performed by Gary Furlong. Chapter 1. Friday nights were such an irony. With no social life, Gabrielle Parker could stay up as late as she wanted and sleep to obscene hours the next day, but there was never anything worth burning the midnight oil to watch. On the bright side, she'd logged a few more hours of overtime at the garage. Fixing clunker engines that should have been scrapped years ago might not compare to a hot date, but one more paycheck and that computer she'd been saving for was a done deal. She dodged a nasty pothole on the dark country road and steered her custom 71 Chevy C10 truck into her tiny subdivision. God, she loved where she lived. Big yards, a beautiful lake, not more than 300 feet beyond her backyard, no fences, and down-to-earth people. Dallas and its suburbs might be caught up in everything new and flashy, but Elk Run clung to its 60s and 70s charm. In fact, it was the only neighborhood in Rockwell or around Lake Ray Hubbard that hadn't sold out. There sure wasn't any waterfront property left. In the past 10 years, all the land around the lake had either been gobbled up by big conglomerates for their huge money-making enterprises or fancy-schmancy neighborhoods lined with jaw-dropping McMansions. Rounding the wide curve at the end of the one-street addition, her headlights swept her single-story ranch-style home. The simple rectangle layout with its shallow gray asphalt roof and buttery yellow siding probably wouldn't appeal to other people her age, but she wouldn't trade it for anything. She could do without the empty driveway, though. Her brother's missing car was no surprise. After all, Danny had a thriving social life, but in the 2 years since their dad had died and left them the house they grew up in, she still hadn't gotten used to coming home without Pop's car being in the third empty space. She slammed the shifter into park, killed the engine, and snatched her purse off the bench.